But we've also heard the other side of this fairy tale. The brothers claim that their father drove them brutally, beat them. This is the man Michael said made him nauseous with fear.
I didn't know anything about him being sick, but regurgitating. But if he did regurgitate, he regurgitated all the way to the bank.
But on stage, the little boy felt invulnerable, wielding the voice that would enchant for the next 25 years.
Oh, baby, kill me, I'm ashamed.
Even as the singer radically changed. We sat down a week and a half ago to talk only about music. We looked at the Ed Sullivan Show, 1970. He remembers exactly what he was thinking.
That the whole world was like watching. My father used to always say, don't mess up, you know? And I felt I knew all every part. And if something went wrong, I felt I could cover it.
But by adolescence, a private price was being paid. He said it was agony when people stared, clearly wishing that he was still that cute little boy. At the time, his mother worried that he was withdrawing.
Michael's quiet now. When he was younger, he wasn't that quiet. But I don't know, I think the stage might have done that to him.
Being around, you know, everyday people and stuff, I feel strange. I do.
Sure?
Yeah.
1979, 2020. He told Sylvia Chase people won't let him be just normal.
They won't talk to me like they will the next door neighbor.
But somehow Jackson used isolation to sharpen his sense of what was exotic and new. By 1983, the 25th anniversary of Motown, another Michael Jackson emerged, his own creation. From the music to the muscle and the magic. It was a triumph, but he still sees only what he missed.
I wanted to do the five spins, then go on the toes and freeze there and just hold it and stay there, you know, and I didn't, but they didn't know.
It's the devil's bargain, a perfectionist trying to give the audience more, a chameleon whose changes are more and more extreme. Making you wonder if it's all still part of his plan or, like Faust, his prison. But even today, Jackson obsesses over every word, every move, every sound. Listen.
Hit it.
What you're hearing is not an electric drum machine. It's a hardwired, 48-track, digitally mastered human.
What I mean, so I'll take that and use that as the main foundation for the track and build all the sounds around that. You know what I'm saying?
So, whatever the future, the music will always be inside the man, who says soon he'll be back, where he's most at home.
Are you really anxious to get back on stage?
I miss the fans.
Yeah.
That's my chance to get to really, you know, see them and feel their presence. And you do a concert and there's like 100,000 people out there and you see a sea of people singing in there, all in unison and holding up candles and you go, wow. You know, it just really makes your heart happy, and that's what really makes you feel like everything's okay.